Jim, tell me a little bit about the competition and what you're trying to accomplish here.
Sure. The device has to be solely human powered. We have a young woman who is very lightweight and very strong, who's going to, by the sheer force of her legs and arms, lift this contraption up in the air. It's 60 feet on an arm, and the rotors are 42 feet in diameter, so it's a lot of stuff. However, the whole machine weighs about 100 pounds. She weighs another 110. So that's the burden that we're trying to get up in the air. To succeed in getting off the ground at all, even a little bit for a short amount of time, would be a victory. Only two systems of this sort have managed to do so in the 30 years of the competition. And one of them, we think, got off the ground momentarily. And the other actually stayed up for close to 20 seconds. And we think that they achieved a height of about 8 inches. To actually win the competition, you have to be able to hover for 60 seconds, three times longer than anyone has done it now. And you have to be able at some point during the 60 seconds to achieve a height of 10 feet off the ground. You can be just for a moment, but it has to be that high. There's one third requirement, which is that the system cannot drift more than, I think it's 10 yards away from its center spot. So it has to be fairly stable during that 60 seconds time. Because these devices have no navigation devices, that's also not a simple feat. It means it has to be perfectly balanced to stay, generally speaking, in the same area where it starts.